For example, they'll break proteins into their component amino acids and then break those down even further into various compounds. Some of the foul-smelling byproducts of these reactions, such as hydrogen sulfide and cadaverine, escape into the air and waft their way towards unsuspecting noses. Our sensitivity to these odors and interpretation of them as bad smells may be an evolutionary mechanism warning us of rotten food and the presence of disease. Smell is one of our most intimate and primal senses, playing a huge role in our attraction to potential mates. In one poll, 59% of men and 70% of women said they wouldn't go on a date with someone who has bad breath, which may be why Americans alone spend $1 billion a year on various breath products. Fortunately, most bad breath is easily treated. The worst-smelling byproducts come from gram-negative bacteria that live in the spaces between gums and teeth and on the back of the tongue. By brushing and flossing our teeth, using antibacterial mouthwash at bedtime, gently cleaning the back of the tongue with a plastic scraper, and even just eating a healthy breakfast, we can remove many of these bacteria and their food sources. In some cases, these measures may not be enough due to dental problems, nasal conditions, or rarer ailments such as liver disease and uncontrolled diabetes.